Hey there, this thing on? Statutory disclaimer, opening statement, the Zoma the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they go away and leave the room before you listen, because this show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, other mammals, birds, frogs, fish, snakes, or geckos. Once again, no geckos, not allowed, not supposed to be listening here. So are all the undesirables gone now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zoma the Destroyer show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo, genius. Of course, you all know who I am. And if not, well, you're not really iguanas, are you? You're imposters. Go away and stop listening. Now, all right, Iggs, let's do some mailbox stuff. Yes, I get fan mail. I don't read much of it because, you know, I got better shit to do. But I try to have it read. Of course, literacy ain't really Hoppy's strong suit, being a retarded frog and all. He really only reads about 3 words a minute. And it would take too long for him to fully read each bit of mail. So I just have him read long enough to figure out if it's simple praise or if I'm being asked for advice, and therefore he can sort the mail accordingly. Now, it would be faster to get Georgie to read it all, but my mail is none of that damn monkey's business. Anywho, let's get to it. First letter is from my annoying kid half-brother, Popino. We have the same dad, but Popino's mom is some hoebag trash dad met around the bad trees at the edge of the forest. Yeah, unlike his 34 full siblings from that unfortunate error in judgment that dad made, Popino's not too bad. But of course he knows dad likes me better. Anyways, Popino wants some advice on traveling. Well, as I like to tell people, I came to this country in a shipment of cocaine. It's true, actually. Best of all, it's free to stow away with a shipment of coke. The only problem is it can be difficult to get to a specific chosen destination. That's how I ended up stuck here in Vancouver instead of Los Angeles like I thought I was going to. Well, at least I didn't end up stuck in Winnipeg. I have friends who did. I mean, Winnipeg, it's nice in the summer, but the other 11 months of the year, geez, talk about hell frozen over. Anyway, the other thing is getting back to Colombia can be very difficult when you choose this traveling method. But they do ship cash back to Colombia, so if you're smart, you can find your way back home. It's kind of a big if, though. You know, Popino, if you take after your bimbo mom, have fun in Antarctica. Good luck. Next letter is from an iguana named Beppy, writing in from Florida. Beppy wants to know what's up with all those red velvet plastic flower pins the humans wear around November. Okay, Beppy, what I understand is those things are supposed to be poppies. Now, we all know that poppies are where you get the drugs from. So, wearing those poppies commemorates the opium wars the people fought back in the 1800s. I believe those eventually evolved into the various war protests of the 60s, wherein the filthy hippies were fighting for their right to party and spend all day getting high and shooting smack. It eventually morphed into the war on drugs, which is ongoing, but I think they lost it already. Or maybe it's the war between drugs, you know, the cokeheads and the potheads fighting for supremacy or something. Runny noses versus tarry lungs, something like that. Sometimes they have documentaries about it on the National Geographic Channel. Anyway, there you go, Beppy. The flower pins are some sort of code for who has the best medicinal opium. I don't know why they wear them only in November. I guess it's because once you have your connection, usually you keep them for a while, so it might be a year or so before you decide you need a new dealer. Next letter, it's Coco writing in from New York City. Coco wants to know how best to stop her pet monkeys from breeding. Coco says things are desperately overcrowded in New York City and there's no sign of improvement. Well, Coco, I agree this is a very serious problem. I mean, there's 7 billion of them. Something must be done. There are some things you can do. See, the girl monkeys can only breed when they're young. So if you encourage them to pursue their careers above all else, you can usually make them miss their fertility window. The problem is sometimes when they follow their career, they get rich enough so that even when they're old and washed up, they can spend $250,000 on fertility treatments to get knocked up anyway. Damn monkey scientists screwing things up, going on and discovering things no one wants, like how to make washed-up career broads have babies, instead of things everyone wants, like how to make lab rabbits crap out chocolate candy eggs like they do in the TV commercials in the spring. And you know, $250,000 buys a lot of iguana treats. Them monkeys ought to spend it on bananas for us, not babies for them. Also, pushing your girl monkey to be a career monkey, it's a very long-term solution. And mistakes could be made along the way that lead to more babies. So, but there's other things. Like, I think if you get some girl monkey birth control pills, and you put them in the male monkey's coffee, I think that lowers sperm counts. It'll also make the male monkeys grow titties, which tends to make them undesirable. So that helps. Get caseloads of birth control pills and dump them into the Starbucks. Don't dump them into the drinking water, though, because then we might ingest it and presumably it's not safe for iguanas. Or, you know, at least any iguana-growing bitch tits is going to be made fun of for turning into a mammal, and they will be shunned, as all mammals should be. Another thing you can do if you have a boy monkey is I've heard my pet monkey talking about male monkey hairstyles. Apparently they matter. And from what I understand, dreadlocks definitely will make sure the guy can't get laid. So you want to make sure your boy monkey gets himself some dreadlocks so that the girl monkeys won't breed with him. Very important. What else here? There's other things you can do. Worst case scenario, if none of the above have worked, and your pet monkeys are about to get some nookie, well, you have to stop them before the male monkey goes splat inside the female monkey, because then you're going to have monkey babies. Let's see here. You can put on Holocaust documentaries on the TV instead of whatever porno DVD they were planning on watching. That usually kills the mood. You can also follow them around the apartment, asking weird questions. Just make it too uncomfortable for them to get naked while you watch and converse with them. And if all else fails, you phone their mommies to come over for an unexpected visit. Or, you know, dial the moms up on Skype with the video camera. That'll ruin things as well. If that fails, you gotta get the male monkey really, really drunk. I hear that impairs performance. For extra special bonus fun, put X-Lax in his whiskey so he's both puking and crapping himself at the same time. That should end things right there, absolutely for sure. Unless, of course, your monkeys are German. Then you might have to set the apartment on fire, just like the Dresden bombings. No other way to do it. Well, I think that's enough letters for today, because it's been an entire half an hour since my last nap, and you know what happens when you don't get enough beauty rest. You start growing that mold hair on your head, you stop being green, and you start growing them mammal bitch tits. So, I have to go have a nap. And that's it for this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zomo the Destroyer. Or if your monkey snoops your iTunes, of course, we don't want them hearing this show. So then you go to my website, ZomoTheDestroyer.com, and you can play individual episodes from there or stream them or download them, whatever. That's it for this week's show. Talk at you, Iggs, next week. Bye.